Well, you know, I was traveling recently to, well, let's see, everywhere it seems. Georgia for the Courage Tour, and then off to Arizona. Marjorie Taylor Greene spoke at our event in Georgia last week, and then this weekend we had Carrie Lake spoke, and here I am walking around my home, turning lights on, and, well, you know, people said to me, Lance, you're not doing the Lance rants like you used to do. I said, well, that's ridiculous. People don't need a Lance rant. I mean, we're streaming on all these other platforms. But they convinced me. The Lance rant at night, at this unreasonable hour, it is like, well, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast, and it seems like the perfect time for a rant. Well, I was going to go to bed, and then I started looking at the news cycle, and I said, you know, I'm going to go in the studio tomorrow and do a kind of like professional news analysis, but it's never the same. It's not the same fun, you know what I mean? So, I'm going to get up in the morning and have my Ancient Nutrition Multi-Collagen Protein. That's how I start the day. That's why you might notice my skin is so elastic, my gut is so healthy, my nails are so vibrant, my hair is so luscious, and my joints aren't creaking. Yes, that's right. You can actually go to Ancient Nutrition. I'm going to be interviewing my brother, Jordan Rubin. That's why I'm joking about this. But I'll be talking to Jordan. Great chocolate protein. I have it in the morning. Go to ancientnutrition.com, by the way. People are asking, where do you get it? Ancientnutrition.com. And use LanceVIP as your code. Jordan will knock off as much as 20% off every price. Use that LanceVIP number, name, when you go into ancientnutrition.com. Okay, so here's the situation. Biden, you might have missed this one. Joe Biden has stabbed Israel in the back again. These guys are anti-Semitic. It kills them. I don't know if they like Israel. Goes all the way back to Obama, you know, as a closet Muslim. You understand that, right? But last week, the Biden White House sponsored an anti-Israel resolution at the UN that most Christians aren't talking about. And, I mean, it's really bad when it's vetoed by Russia and communist China because it wasn't anti-Jew enough. I mean, everybody's against the Jews now, including Biden. But it's a pathetic attempt to pacify the Hamas wing, the Gaza wing of the progressives, from the river to the sea deal. And so they're trying to get those Arab votes back in Michigan. Oh my gosh, we're going to lose the Arab vote. I probably shouldn't do a Jewish voice when I do that, but that's the only accent I know. As a result, Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had to do quick damage control because Chuck Schumer wants a new election. They don't want Israel to wipe out their enemy. This is why we got hostages, people. Oh, don't get me ranting. I'm about to go there. We have hot. Why is no news media covering every day? Remember when Carter had hostages every day? 430 days of every day. The news covered it. It's been 300 days of hostages in Iran. Well, now we've got like how many days is hostages? And Biden, you never hear an American hostage. Girls are getting raped every day over there.
Well, we're going to support them. It's humanitarian.
Forget it. They don't deserve your sympathy and they deserve to be mocked. That's why I pull out all the stops on a Lance rant, because they deserve to be eviscerated for the buffoons that they are. And I think it's a biblical thing. Well, it reminds me of Elijah mocking the false prophets up there on Mount Carmel, making fun of their impotent god, Baal.
Where is he? Perhaps he's taking a leak. That's what he said, literally. He said, perhaps he's leasing.
I always love to have the King James Version. And, you know, like Elijah would say, and so will God cut off everyone from the house of Ahab that pisseth against the wall. It's for all you people that think I'm being a little bit censorious. Try pisseth against the wall. It's King James, I think, for cutting off your best friend. All right, so Trump wins. Former President Donald Trump won a significant legal victory today. You guys probably know about it, but let me just give you a little bit of inside baseball here. It went from this Letitia James, who said, I'm going to kill Trump. This, like, big fanny down there in Atlanta. I'm going to get Trump. These Soros-funded angry activists. They're going to destroy Trump. Well, even the appellate court took a look at that $465, arbitrary fine. It was put on Trump for a crime that nobody said he committed. Certainly nobody, there was no victims to the crime. This was a real estate thing. You know, it's kind of like when you want to sell your house,
My house is worth $780,000.
I don't think so. I think it's appraised at $500,000.
Oh, trust me. I've done some improvements here. It's $700,000. I mean, I've done my own homework here. You see that artwork over there? You see we're going to leave the artwork here? And by the way, that mosaic in the bathroom, that was hand-grotted by my brother-in-law as an artist.
So people always inflate the value of real estate. And then they bargain. But if the other person says, all right, I'll give you $750,000, you don't go back years later and say, hey, you got more money than it was worth. But idiots. All right, so today's Trump decision by the appellate court says that Arthur Engoron, you know, the long-haired, freaky judge up there that made the decision, they basically said, I think he's a little whack. They all said to each other, I think that's a little extreme, don't you think, John? Yeah, I think it's extreme. Okay, we're going to drop it down from 465 to 175. Ah, Letitia James freaking out. But that's okay. It's okay. He gets to keep the properties. Boy, that would have been a bad thing to do, I'm telling you. I don't know where the exasperation meter goes in America, but, I mean, our side is already torqued up enough. We're praying constantly for self-control. But, you know, you start putting that guy in jail, you start taking away his house, and you do it in front of us. It's kind of like, you know, when the Emperor in Star Wars, the Darth Vader Emperor, was picking up little Luke Skywalker and holding him over his head and was going to throw him into the abyss. And there he's, little Luke is crying out, Father, Father, Father. And Darth Vader's all conflicted. And suddenly Darth Vader can't take anymore. Oh, and he grabs the Emperor and throws him down. Well, that's what I'm always worried about. I'm worried about how much can people take with these evil people before even the hardest heart wants to grab the Emperor and throw him over the railing there. Anyway, Trump gets a victory there, and I'm glad to see that. Meanwhile, Republicans, you talk about some goofballs. We've got to take over the Republican Party. I don't care. I don't care what you say. We must take over the Republican Party. And the reason is, it's Waffle House. Got Mike Gallagher, the latest guy. Not the radio guy, but Representative Mike Gallagher. I listened to this guy in Wisconsin. Another swing state, we're going to go on this courage tour. We're going to be going to Wisconsin. This knucklehead speaks at the National Prayer Breakfast. And he does a great job. I'm listening to him. Well, comparing communism to faith and religion, he has a point. Communism is actually faith in reverse, and the only remedy for communism is real belief in God.
Oh, he's delivering his little belief in God speech at the National Prayer Breakfast. Then he says, I think I'm going to leave Congress after you voted me in, and I'm going to vacate my seat because I'm going to make some money, baby, doing something else other than Congress. Congress is kind of like the opening act for a big show, and I'm going into the big show making Congress vulnerable when we have what we're losing. We're down to one or two people. Then the gavel goes over to the crazies.
But that doesn't bother Mike Gallagher. Oh, no, the Republican from Wisconsin. He's decided that even if it's hanging by a thread, he's willing to clip that thread. Idiots. Selfish. Selfish. I wish him all the success that he deserves in the next chapter of his political career. So what happens after that? Then you got the guy over there in Colorado who's giving up his seat. Hey, say, another Republican, by the way. And all I could say is, you're not seeing Democrats leaving. You're not seeing them going getting better deals. You know why? Because they're like the mafia. You break rank and hurt the party, you're done. I have to admire the efficiency of the web. You mess with any, like a good spider web, you tickle any one of those little tender, you know, links, and boom, they know that you're out of alignment. They'll beat your butt back into position fast. Republicans, on the other hand, the problem of being independent thinkers, which is what Republicans are supposed to be, arriving at the truth objectively and standing on principle morally, is that they're not all in lockstep. Do you know, even during the Biden goofy, we got you smoking gun Bobulinski testimony about Biden getting paid off and from seven different pieces of evidence, Republicans cycled in and out, Do you know what was required of the Democratic Party? Lockstep, baby. Und fang, sturm, bin dinscht, bang, und boom, fang. They were all there. Brown shirts, boom, all in their seats. And when it was calling for a vote, a verbal vote, they all voted. Republicans, half of them were missing the whole time. You know why? They were there long enough to listen to this, to do that. I've got a committee meeting, got to go. We need some militant discipline in the Republican Party. Oh, I long for it. Anyway, I'm sure you agree with me. By the way, you want to like and share this. Why do you want to like and share this? Because when your friends hear this, they'll know you're courageous. They'll know you're courageous. And they'll also know you're using your multi-collagen proteins. That's right, ancientnutrition.com. Use Lance VIP and get 20% off. You'll have the most luscious hair, the most elastic skin. You'll look younger, feel livelier, and be stronger. Why? Dr. Jordan Rubin, a nice Jewish boy, taught me this is the secret to success. Collagen, Lance. Collagen. Maybe you didn't go to college, but if you got collagen, you're smart. All right, let me cover some more news here. Hey, guys, I'm looking at something here. You say, Lance, where are you getting your information from? I'm informed, people. I don't do these late-night rants without doing my homework. Everything I'm saying, if you disagree with it, argue with Gary Bauer. I got it all from him. I'm quoting him. All right, now let's go to this guy. Looks like he knows what he's talking about. Let's talk about that attack from ISIS. I want you to hear the explanation from Marco Rubio about the attack from ISIS. And don't you dare go anywhere.
ISIS Khorasan is largely the Afghan wing of ISIS. It's reconstituted.
All right, hold it right there. ISIS-K. I don't know why they confuse us like this. Like we're all policy wonks. Is ISIS-K like Special K? Is it a cereal with vitamin enrichment? ISIS-K, just so you know this. ISIS-K stands for Screwball Biden in Afghanistan, letting the Afghan ISIS regroup so that in Afghan they could go practice. So they built a vacation company like Airbnb in Afghanistan to train the terrorists and send them to different parts of the world. They're in the United States, I'm quite sure. Open borders, baby. But they got to Russia, which is so crazy in my mind. Because Putin's kind of like beating up on Israel. Him and China are like, well, we want to keep those Arabs happy, so we're going to beat up on some Jews this week. What do you say there, Xi? Oh, yeah, let's go ahead and do it. So the two of them are like negative on Israel. Poor Israel. And what a stupid thing. I think ISIS goes and hits Moscow because Putin sounds too Christian. It's interesting in the West. Remember this, Christian. Putin sounds too pro-Christian, even though he's against Israel. So I think they did a stupid thing. I think by hitting Moscow, they moved the needle away from going pro-Hamas. Big mistake. But anyway, let me let you listen to what Marco Rubio said.
As we warned would happen when we had this disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, one of the reasons why we didn't want to withdraw precipitously is because you gave them operating space to reorganize themselves and plan externally. And since that time, they've attacked inside of Afghanistan. They're responsible for the Abbey Gate, the loss of 13 Americans and service people right outside the gate of the airport. They conducted an attack inside of Iran not too long ago, and now this one in Russia. And they'll do it here in the homeland. And I think we should be very concerned, as the FBI director confirmed to me, that there is a trafficking network out there that specializes in moving people. They do it for profit, moving people and migrants around the world, including across our southern border, who have links to ISIS. I think common sense tells you if they run a trafficking network,
all right.
They'll most certainly use it to move operatives.
Hold it right there. Okay.
U.S.
Marco, will you shut up for a second? Stop talking. Okay, now, how many of you believe we already have ISIS and terrorist cells that have crossed over the border in the 7 and the 8 million that came through, unvetted and unstopped? How many of you think that some terrorists got through? In the comments below, let me know. Yes, Lance, I think ISIS, Special K, ISIS-K, whatever, vitamin-enriched ISIS, it's here, baby. And that's not good news. Why aren't they attacking us? I really don't know. I got suspicions. I'm going to just say that I think that that we're heading into a period of time which can where the attacks can happen. You know what I'm talking about? I think we're heading to a time where attacks can happen. Now, I had some other stuff. Oh, yeah, Rona McDaniel. Did you see Rona? Of course, she was fired by Trump, and, you know, that's just good at the RNC. Not a moment too soon. But did you see where she got her new job? At MSNBC. MSNBC, and of course, Rachel Maddow is having a fit. Rachel Maddow, who had like 45 episodes of Avenatti talking about his run for president and Stormy Daniels' case against Trump, and the 56 episodes of Russiagate blocking the election, and of course, the 32 on the fake Hunter Biden laptop. Anyone who's as idiotic and as competent as her, who is protesting Rona McDaniel being on MSNBC because she doesn't rise to the level of journalistic standards here. Wow. Wow. That girl is one too many magic mushrooms. That's what I say. That was probably done at college. Took a while, but I think it's all percolating now and hitting her. Anyway, Rona McDaniel, first thing she says on MSNBC, I think Trump lost the election fair and square. I don't believe it was rigged. Well, that's the person you had in charge of election integrity. Did you hear what I'm saying? That's the person we had in charge of the 2024 election integrity. Someone who believed Trump lost legitimately and there was no theft. My gosh. She should have been out of there. Out. Never should have been in there. Okay, I want you to unwind now. I want you to relax. I want you to kind of take heart. The Courage Tour is going to be going on April 4th. I want you to join me in Georgia. We have so many cool people that have been invited. I'm talking to Mike Lindell. We got Marjorie Taylor Greene. We got Barry Loudermilk, who's heading up the J6 Committee on Exposing the Lie, the Fake. We got a great group there, people. Dude, I can't believe we got two congressmen on this tour. It's a serious tour. Oh, I may seem a little loose right now, but really that's just because, well, this is my way of adding that, information-entertainment merger that's necessary to keep our people engaged and informed at the same time. But trust me, these tours are serious business because we're going to take Georgia. We're going to take Arizona. We're going to take Wisconsin. We're going to take Michigan. I know the left is nervous because they're covering me like I mean serious business. And I do mean serious business. I won't mention Charlie Kirk's organization because I don't want to get him in trouble. But they'll be working with us. And Turning Point Action. Action, action. They're going to be helping us. By the way, aren't you glad you don't live in Massachusetts? Why is that? Well, look at the crazy list of things illegal immigrants get for free in Massachusetts. I don't want to get you upset by telling you what I heard today. I'm not going to tell you what I heard today. You know what I heard today? I got to tell you this. I got this intelligence briefing. Sometimes General Michael Flynn. General Michael Flynn will be joining us too on several of these locations. I don't know if he's going to be able to make it to Georgia. He might be. I think I might have been told he is today. He's a great guy. Anyway, here's the latest intelligence report. The Democrats are moving the illegals into the swing states so that they can get them into the fake voting system. They can get them driver's licenses, fake IDs, and get them to vote. In other words, if you've got 10,000 votes, it makes a difference between winning and losing Georgia or Carolina or Arizona. They'll flood 200,000 fake illegals into the state and push them into the polling, ballots and everything, in order to get their 10,000 margin by having a couple of 100,000 fake votes. I'm not kidding you. I just got that today from an intelligence briefing. Well, anyway. But here's what I'm saying to all of you illegals out there. Don't go to Georgia. Don't go to Arizona. Whatever you do, don't go to Michigan or Wisconsin. You know why? You need to go to Massachusetts. I want you to know, all you illegals out there, and by the way, share this with your illegal friends. The Massachusetts government is giving new perks as incentives to drive more illegals into the state. Remember, there are American citizens in Massachusetts who are poor and don't get nearly as much from the state as they're going to give to the illegals. First of all, free hotel rooms at $150 a day. You heard it right, illegals. Don't go. Don't listen to the Democrats telling you to go to those swing states. No, get the heck out of there. Go to Massachusetts. Free hotel rooms, $150 a day. Three meals a day, $64 per person per diem. Hey, man, I know some contractors that don't even give you money per diem. They just give you lunch. Free on-site medical and dental services, including condoms. Now, you might say to yourself, but listen, why would a dentist be giving me condoms? Well, I don't know what kind of tooth decay you've got, but that's what they're giving. Special diet for Ramadan. Well, that's helpful for the dental service, on-site medical, and Ramadan with free condoms. And free same-day dry cleaning. This is important because you need to have your Antifa outfit properly laundered if you're going to be marching during the protests. Same-day dry cleaning with free pickup and delivery. I'm not kidding. Free pickup and delivery. Oh, I love these ads with parasites. Free housekeeping twice a week. Free cell phone chargers and changing ports along with cell phones. Don't need the charger without the phone, do you? Well, the Massachusetts government's taking care of you. Free tablets, free iPads, free clothing. I like this. New and used. That's right. I prefer the new free to the used free, don't you? Oh, yes. Everyone gets a new free winter coat, gloves, and shoes, but you have to wait for winter. Can't help it if you're not self-disciplined enough to come at the right time of year when you're breaking in. By the way, free toiletries too, toothpaste, deodorants, and special ethnic shampoos. I don't even want to go there. Skin cream, aspirin, toothbrushes, feminine products. And for the children, diaper pails, cribs, bassinets, playpens, baby bottles, baby formers, free car seats, free new mother bags, playrooms for young illegals. Well, isn't that just sweet? This is only half of the list, if you can believe it. And what has it led to? The state runs out of cash pretty quickly. Why? Because they're spending $75 million each month. $75 million a month on state-run shelters. But I'm confident that if you illegals will make a beeline up to Massachusetts. Now remember, you want to stay there to get the free winter clothes. You don't get the free winter clothes in Georgia or in Arizona, but you get them in Massachusetts. So get the word out to your network people. If you're illegal in the United States, Massachusetts, that's the place you want to go. Oh, yeah. And don't forget, vote Republican. Just want to throw that out there for what it's worth. Okay, so that's the news that I've got there. There's plenty more to talk about. Believe you me, there's more news. There's more news. Would you like to see where Lance gets his news from? Well, some of this. Now, that one there, by the way, was from the Gateway Pundit. I hesitate to go to Gateway. Gets me wound up. Sorry that you guys are looking at my mouth like this, but hey, can I get free dental? Also, I'll go to Massachusetts. I'll make believe I'm illegal. But let me see this. This one will flip your wig. Please turn around. Kate Starbird led the censorship efforts against Gateway Pundit in 2022, and now her goal is to control your speech on X. Elon, pay attention, will you? Unless you can get a neural link into her head and control her, you don't want her near you. All right, what are the other news items here? Yes. Oh, yeah, exclusive. Siskamani is a Tucson, Arizona representative. Boy, this guy did a whole bunch of... we got to get every Republican that voted for that stupid omnibus bill. We got to get their names out there. Get rid of them! And a church disinvited this representative, Juan Siskamani, from attending services following a vote. Why? Because he was voting for a spending package that includes, in the omnibus bill, funding abortions, new Planned Parenthood operations in New England, in the Northeast, LGBTQ organizations getting special funding, and child gender transitions. Mutilate the little boy's body and the little girl's body, and it's all going to be with new government funding. By the way, that was all Republicans signed off on that. James Carville, triggers the left in my final story by saying the Democrat Party is dominated by preachy females. Well, you know, that's what he's saying. What he's basically here is saying, he said, if you're not careful, Joe Rogan and these other guys are going to go after the 46% of the voters, or 49% of the voters are men. So quit lecturing men, especially by mouthy liberal females like Maddow, because they're turning off the thinking men. They don't want any more of this lecturing, these strident, screechy voices. Anyway, I just wanted you to be able to catch a little bit of this. By the way, Senator John Kennedy destroyed a woke scare brought in by Democrats to testify as an expert witness on climate change. You know, this climate change thing is pretty weird. Let's just go ahead and see what I got for you. Now listen up here. Watch this.
Mr. Schumacher, welcome. You were, who invited you here today?
I came with Protect Our Winters.
Right.
Protect Our
Winters? You're here on behalf of the Democrats or the Republicans?
I'm here on behalf of the outdoor enthusiasts around America.
Okay. You were contacted by Senator Whitehouse's staff?
I personally came with Protect Our Winters, so I don't know how that went.
Okay.
Exactly.
What is carbon dioxide?
I went to high school, but that's carbon dioxide is a gas.
Okay.
I'm not a professional to talk about carbon dioxide so much, but.
Well, you want us to abolish it, right?
No, there's always going to be carbon dioxide.
Right. So what is it you want us to do? Let me back up, because I mean, you're here as an expert. Tell me more about what carbon dioxide is.
I'm here as an expert cross-country skier who sees the changes in my winters and the landscape that I live in Alaska. And so carbon dioxide is what I see it as.
This guy here is in pain. Guy behind him is in pain.
Is it the major part of our atmosphere?
It's a huge part of our atmosphere, yes.
It's actually a very small part of our atmosphere.
Well, okay. But, I don't know. What are you asking specifically?
You said we need to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. I'd like to know first if you know what it is. You want us to abolish fossil fuels?
I never said that.
You never have said that?
No.
Okay. What do you think we ought to do with fossil fuels?
What will we do with fossil fuels?
Yeah. Should we make any changes?
I would like to see a decrease in the use of fossil fuels. I think there's a possibility to use more electric generation.
Okay. Over what period of time? 10 years, 50 years, 100 years?
That's not... I would like to see it come as fast as possible while continuing...
How fast?
Sorry?
How fast?
I don't know.
Okay. You just think, well, how much will it cost for us to become carbon neutral in the United States by 2050?
I'm not a professional on that. I don't have an idea.
You don't have any idea?
No.
You just think, well, spend the money?
I'm not an economist.
Yeah, but it's going to cost money. You realize that?
Yeah, but we've also talked about the trade-off of what the cost of climate change as emergencies will cost in the future also. So.
Right, but it's going to cost trillions of dollars to become carbon neutral by 2050, right?
I do not know.
You don't know. You just think we ought to do it.
I don't have a great answer for you, but I think okay. I would.
If we spent those trillions of dollars and became carbon neutral by 2050 in the United States, which you advocate, how much will it reduce world temperatures?
I don't have an answer for that.
You don't know?
No.
You just think we ought to spend the money and then see what happens?
I think, as an athlete, I think if we spend that money and invest in our future, hopefully those temperatures stop rising and maybe the snow at least stabilizes where it is for me. But yeah, I don't think anyone knows for sure. I don't know anyway.
Well, when my colleagues invite witnesses to come to us to tell us, advise us on passing legislation, I always check out the background of our witnesses, because I like to know who I'm talking to. I checked yours out, Mr. Schumacher, and I want to be sure I understand it as I evaluate your testimony. On June 8, 2020, you tweeted, I'm going to quote, "The war on drugs was intentionally created to incarcerate black people en masse," end quote. The war on drugs, you said, was intentionally created to incarcerate black people en masse. Who intentionally created the war on drugs to put black people in jail? Who were you talking about?
I don't remember typing that.
You don't?
No.
It's on your Twitter feed.
Maybe a retweet. I don't know. I haven't used that in a while.
Well, even if it's a retweet, it shows your support, right?
Maybe, yeah. But it's not the topic of this conversation.
Right. But it has to do with you're here giving us advice, and I just kind of like to know a little bit more about you.
Yeah, I'm here as an athlete giving you my story and what I've seen in my...
On August 27th of 2020...
We'll do one more.
You tweeted this, quote, I'm going to quote, "Police are paid with taxpayer dollars. If they are not answerable to us, we can demand new service," and that's what this is. "Abolish the police in favor of that new service," end quote. You think we ought to abolish the police, do you?
Again, not the topic I'm here to talk about today.
I know, but you tweeted it. Do you think we ought to abolish the police?
That's not what I'm here to talk about.
Should we do that before or after we get rid of fossil fuels?
I'm not going to address that.
You don't want to address it? Okay. Let me ask you about one more of your tweets.
Well, I'll tell you what. If they ever bring me up there, they'll have a field day with my tweets. Because I have some tweets that are really sweet tweets. But they're congruent and consistent with my general worldview. And besides that, I don't know if they really want to get me up there. I could be unpredictable. You know what I mean? It's like having Steve Colbert come in there. You never know what you're going to get when you get a professional comedian. Not that I'm professional. I do my work for free. But there you have it. Guys, you got to keep guys like Kennedy in there. Kennedy, I heard some noise out there. Kennedy's my kind of guy. And he's the kind of guy that you want to keep on the tree. I just love the list. Republicans don't do anything, but like Jim Jordan and Kennedy, they do great TV. Oh, granted, we don't stop anything, but I mean, they do, and they do vote disastrous policy, but they do great TV. Good on Hannity, good on YouTube, good like this. Don't you agree? At least they're going in the right direction, as far as that's concerned. Anyway, all right, so many of you are saying, Lance, is there hope for America? Of course Trump's on his way back. Can't you see it's freaking the devil out? Everything he throws at him, everything he flipping throws at him, somehow Trump keeps coming back. I hear that train a-coming, it's coming around the bend. I can see that Trump is going to continue to offend. Oh, yeah, so Trump is there. Now, that doesn't mean it's not going to be insane. I mean, it's kind of hard to believe how he's going to do this. Let's face it, he's got the Republicans don't want him, the media doesn't want him, the military doesn't want him, the CIA doesn't want him, the FBI doesn't want him, the IRS doesn't want him. Most of the college campuses and the education, the professors don't want him. Did I mention the journalists don't want him? Business doesn't really want him. Wall Street, well, they want the money, but they avoid him. It's hard to imagine how this is going to happen. You're going to do it. We're going to overwhelm them. Overwhelm, I see the light. Overwhelm them. I'm going to overwhelm them. And because in Georgia and in Arizona and in Wisconsin and in Michigan, even though they flood the zone, the people, these guys are so bad, they're just going to continue to make the country miserable. The country's going to be so miserable. And you have to be aware of these people. Lance, we don't like the way your attitude is. You're divisive. You're not moving in the... Well, the wisdom. I can name some names here. I'm not going to name some names because I get in trouble. Certain leadership gurus that say, stay out of politics and just take the high road. Will you take the high road and I'll take the low? Let me say a little Jesus language here. Then in the audience of all the people, Jesus said to the disciples, all the people, they're all listening. Jesus says to the disciples, I love this. You know, beware of those scribes which desire to walk in those long robes. They love the greetings in the market. They like the high seats in the synagogues and the chief room of the feast. Yeah, you know what they do? They devour widows' houses, and for a show, they make long prayers. The same receive greater damnation. Woo! And then he saw the rich casting in their gifts, and he saw a certain poor widow casting in just a little. He says, yeah, this little lady here put more in than all of them. For all of them put in out of their abundance, but she put in out of what little she had. Yeah, and as some spoke of the temple and how it was adorned, all these which you behold, the days are going to come in which is not going to be left one stone upon another. It's not going to be thrown down. What I love about Jesus is he's not talking about what you want to talk about. He's talking about what he wants to talk about. He doesn't care who's listening. In that case, the scribes were listening. He's saying, don't be like them, pretentious hypocrites that they are. Then he calls out their behavior. It's kind of interesting, huh?
Very interesting there.
I constantly get criticized. Well, you're not being politically sensitive. No, I'm not politically sensitive. Neither is Jesus. I think he's inspiring my rants, which is why I'm going to continue to do the rants. You're going to have rants from Lance, because that's the only way that I can be at peace in my pants. Yes, somebody was giving me prophecy once. They said Lance is going to dance. Well, I'm dancing right now, dancing with the Lord. I'm looking at the Word of God, and I'm telling you people that there's not to be disunity among us. We're supposed to have no divisions among us because we're supposed to have the mind of the Lord. But if you're voting for policies that are going to bankrupt America, rupture our borders, pull babies out of the womb at 9 months and after, and kill them, oh yeah, that's part of the California and the Washington State legislation right now. 30 days after the baby's born, if the mother doesn't want them, they can kill them then too. Can you believe that? You're not hearing anybody talk about that. I'm not going to go there. I'm just going to say, it's getting so weird that if you can vote for those people, well, you're just under the influence of a demon, and I don't have to worry about your opinion about me because you're crazy. And there is a craziness that's going on out there. Once again, ancient nutrition, people. That's where I'm gonna end up with this. Ancient nutrition, multi-collagen protein chocolate. I'm taking that collagen. I'm going to be interviewing my friend, clinically studied, my friend Jordan Rubin, and just do it, ancientnutrition.com. And use Lance VIP. You'll be happy you do, because every day I start my day with my collagen blast. Woo! Just makes me want to do a rant. All right, I'm going to talk to you guys tomorrow. I love you. Make sure you share this with all your wild friends. Go to thecouragetour.com. Join us in Georgia in April, April 11th. April 11th. Go to Nehemiah. Go to Nehemiah 4:11. Go to Esther 4:11. And you'll see that God is extending his scepter to us right now to restore in America. We're going to be in Arizona the week after that. Then we're going to head up to Wisconsin. Then we're going to go to Michigan. Then we're going to swing over to Pennsylvania. And then we're going to go Carolina. Then we're going to go Nevada. Bam, 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 bam. What a year. And it's going to be a tour. We're going to leave it all in the field. All right. Mario Morell and me, welcoming you. I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good night. It's your official Lance Rant ending. God bless you.